Welcome to the Krasloft interview series on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview is with the Ghost of the Machine. They're set on opening night Thursday, March 1st at Fusion 5 was a highly anticipated high-energy experience. Mike Whitfield and I sat down with the band's singer Charlie Brammold and guitarist Graham Garber and talked about the history and direction of the band.
Self-serving. everybody. I made it to Kidderminster and now to Stourport just in time to see his set. I was supposed to be here about 3-4 o'clock and plane got canceled. I got screwed.
Well, I fixed that.
I'll be right. Exactly.
So that's dedication to Prague.
I am Alan Kraslow, the Kraz from Pragzilla Radio. And with me is an astute gentleman.
Well, no, I'm part of the manglement team, so
that's why I had to say astute.
I'm here to make sure everything's okay.
And I'm here with a couple of dudes, as we say, California, couple of dudes from Ghost of the Machine. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
So I'm Charlie Bramald, the lead vocalist of Ghost of the Machine.
I'm Graham Garber. I'm one of the guitarists in the band.
Awesome. Awesome, and I saw you play 1 year ago, the Friday pre-party at the Thursday. 45.
Yeah, it was the 45 live in Kidderminster. Yeah. Fusion for launch event.
Yes,
it was really cool.
Before I forget, if the sound is a little tweaky, Tom is working on it because it's my fault. I didn't show up ahead of time. Yeah, I'm the diva. Diva Kraz.
Now you also have to accept that these two guys have literally just this moment walked off the stage. So they might be a bit warm.
You need to move in though. I can see that on the monitor.
Can I borrow your program?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I thought you wanted to read about the band. Tell us about how the band started. Let's go to the beginning. I know this guy. There's some cool history here.
Yeah, so Ghost of the Machine started in the beginning of 2021 when five gentlemen, my bandmates, left this winter machine and formed a new band. Hence the name Ghost of the Machine.
See, and being a dumb American, I didn't get it at first. I had to ask a few of the Progzilla people, why a name Ghost of the Machine? What does that mean? And then, the light bulb went off.
It's a nod to that legacy.
But you made, that's Al Winter.
That's right.
And he's a great, talented singer, without a doubt.
I was a huge fan of This Winter Machine before anything to do with Ghost of the Machine.
But it was his band. With control.
Yeah, I'd say he has the creative control of that, and still does.
You guys have sprouted from that, though.
Yeah, we're going in our own direction. We're doing our own thing. There's a nod to the past in the name, but we're going forward.
Well, a great launch pad for you. You know, a starting point to move in a different direction and do the music that I guess that you want to play.
Yeah, well, I think the music is a bit different from what we used to do. I mean, we've still got elements of it in there because the same musicians are there. So, you know, our styles still remain within the band. But I think we've gone in a bit of a different direction, certainly.
You're growing.
With the first album. Well, we'd like to think so, yeah. And for the next album, that's going to be different again.
Yeah. What was it easier knowing the musicians and having played with them before? So you're a tight unit, so you already knew how you could play and the kind of directions you wanted to go in.
From my perspective, that writing chemistry that was there prior to the formation of this band carried over, and we hit the ground running straight away with the material that became our debut album, Scissor Games. It was a very easy process.
It was very easy. I played with a couple of guys for many years as well, from being kind of teenager onwards. No, we don't look that old, but we are.
You have youth on your side.
Yeah. Well, Charlie brings the average age down, so that's a good thing. And we did actually, as This Wind Machine, a gig we had in Wolverhampton, not too far from here actually. Al was too ill to sing that particular night, and Charlie also stood in on that night as well.
Who knew?
And sang some stuff.
Who knew?
Which kind of felt easy and good as well, you know, so there was a little bit of kind of groundwork on that.
There was chemistry that came out.
There was a chemistry.
Yeah, it's on my part, wish fulfillment, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, 5,700 miles away in California, I am seeing people are asking you to sing with them.
I get offers from all kinds of people.
Can you do some name dropping?
Crikey, well, I've sung with Nine Skies on their last album, The Lightmaker. I'm working with John Cook, who was in This Winter Machine for The Clockwork Man, and a few other guys, Mark Gatland from That's Off Gentlemen, It's Adequate.
Nice.
Really awesome guy. Don Benison's done the production on that. It's been a real blast. I even do some backing vocals on a song with Phil Stuckey from Stockfish.
Phil. Phil and Aidy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Aidy and Phil. Great.
They're
guys.
Great guys. But absolutely.
Your debut album has really taken off, you know, and there's really been, as I said earlier, on a great launch pad for great things. And tonight, you could tell that the crowd absolutely loved it.
You killed it.
For the stream. You know yourselves how great that was. And it filled the room. And there wasn't a dry seat in the house.
I'm not quite understanding that. Is that a British expression, a dry
don't
seat?
Don't ask.
No, honestly, it was really, you can see that people have got connection with the music, and that's really important. And do you feel that from the stage?
We really do. And the energy was good right from the start.
Yeah. We really do. I mean, normally when... You know, we're playing to a prog audience. The prog fans are so passionate, they're so dedicated.
You woke the room up. You woke the freaking room up.
That's kind of our intention, yeah. You know, we want to give people a show, and we want to make a good entrance and have a big tune to start with. So that is kind of how we're going about things, yeah. People seem to like it. It's amazing to see how many people have got our t-shirts on in the room. You know,
isn't that great?
Coming on. It's just great to see. They're just fantastic.
I guess we got to give them Progzilla shirts to wear on stage.
How many times?
We ask you. Yes.
Okay, we'll take this offline and say.
But we. again, the connections that you've had and the coverage that you've had, not just on Progzilla, but all the radio stations and the music press and the reviewers and everything. You must have dreamt of that when you went.
I think it's a wonderful symbiosis, and I think we recognise that not many musicians are making a living at this game, especially prog. The prog scene is increasingly small, and we've got to find a way of reaching out. But when you have platforms like Progzilla, partnerships with Prog Magazine, Progressive Aspects,
we're a family.
It's a symbiosis.
Yeah.
We all lift each other up. You know, I'm always happy to give a shout out to Progzilla and pop into the chat.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
It's just a great community.
I appreciate that. Now, when are you going to print vinyl so I can play it?
Oh, well, we are having conversations about that with some people who are here today.
And would that be Mr. R.S.?
I'm going to name no names because the conversations are still formative.
Okay.
But it is a distinct possibility. We would love to see that awesome cover that Claudio Granfa painted for us on vinyl.
Yes.
And we'd like to see our follow-up album. Similar. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say, what about the difficult second album?
It is a difficult second. But we gave you a little preview tonight. You heard After the War.
Yeah.
Only one new song, but it was 25% of the set.
What? Is that what Prague is? That's Prague.
And that's very likely to be one of the cornerstones of the new album.
Excellent.
Can't tell you anything about it. Absolutely
okay,
nothing.
But it's something to look forward to. So is it all written?
It's mostly written, I would say. I think we're just in the process of sanding the edges, and when we're ready.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I'm feeling that it's all written. We got to the stage where we just did a demo recording in our studio that we rehearsed in. That was from the point of view of getting something down that we could all have a listen to and then come back with suggestions, ideas, thoughts on that demo.
Excellent.
So that's the kind of stage we're at. We've got that demo, we've all had a listen to it, made our points, and then we're going to come back to the material in a week or so and start.
Wonderful. Hopefully tonight's gig will give you that continued momentum to actually get the music out there. Because there's certain train-related band have just released their album, so it gives you a bit of a window to actually try and get something out there as well.
Okay, we've only got about 3 minutes left before the next band comes on. Quickly, how can people follow you on Facebook, website?
Yeah, so just search for Ghost of the Machine on Facebook. We have a website, ghostofthemachineofficial.com. We're also on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the YouTubes. So follow us on all the platforms, keep up to date with what we're doing. Join the mailing list and look forward to more shows and music from Ghost of the Machine.
Speaking of shows, any shows coming up after this?
Yes, we've got the 26th of May supporting the Emerald Dawn. Aren't they amazing?
What? That is a great double bill.
I think. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait just to see them again.
Yeah, they're great people.
Wonderful people. They were here last year and they blew me away so much.
I'm seeing them down with Pearl Handled Revolver in Milton Keynes.
Amazing.
Next week.
And while we can, live today, Bandcamp Friday.
Okay. Okay.
So your album is available on Bandcamp, isn't it?
It is. You can still buy the CD of Scissor Games.
If you like what you saw, go and buy the album, please.
But these guys kick ass live. There's two kinds of bands. Those that make a studio album and people want to hear them sound like the studio album, and there's people who do the album and then take it up a notch live, which
thank you, that's very nice.
I think who's your other guitarist?
Scott.
Yeah, between you and Scott, the twin guitar thing's coming back in Prague without a doubt.
Yeah,
I love the harmonies that come out of it.
Yeah, we're two very different players, so we think it makes a nice balance within the band. Scott is the rocky, screamy guy, and I'm a bit more sort of tuney.
Can you get that door there? We're off to the side of the stage, so we have a door with wires going through the door so it can close.
And the seats are electrified as well.
Yeah. Well, I think we're done. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And Progzilla loves you guys. We support you guys. And nothing but the best to you guys, okay?
And to all of you watching at home, thank you.
Thank you all.
Bravo.
I'll be back, hopefully, next break with Mad Fellas from France, Italy. I believe.
Italy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. Tom's going to take over and take us away. And we'll be back next break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. See you soon.
This has been the Krasloft Interview Series on Progzilla Radio. You've been listening to an interview with the Ghost of the Machine, and a big thank you to Charlie and Graham from the band, Fusion 5 promoter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla presenter Mike Whitfield, and you, the fans and lovers of progressive music. The Krasloft Interview Series will return on Saturday, August 4th, with an interview and the music of Pearl Handled Revolver. I'm Alan Kraslow. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
string around my neck. How many lives were tangled in the lies that made us rush to worship him? Victims of the puppet king.